All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where were you?
February 4th, 1975. In the news, President Ford says that Americans will have to live for the next year or so with 8% unemployment and continued high inflation. Showbiz news, Sonny Bono is suing his wife Cher for $24 million. Add a new look in men's clothing at Sears this week. Double knit sport coats for just $29.97. 100% polyester in smart colors or snappy patterns. At the movies, at the opening party of a colossal but poorly constructed office building, a massive fire breaks out that threatens to destroy the tower and everyone in it.
Now you know there's no sure way for us to fight a fire in anything over the 7th floor. But you guys just keep building them as high as you can.
Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, and Steve McQueen are among the stars in The Towering Inferno.
If that fire was caused by fluky wiring in this building, we could get fires breaking out everywhere!
Tuesday Night TV on Good Times. JJ's new girlfriend lives on the ritzy side of Chicago, and she has invited him to the debutante ball.
Clarissa is the real thing. She has a figure that makes the number 8 look like the number 1, and a smile that lights up the night, and it all belongs to Kid Dynamite!
And on the radio,
Neil Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain from the album Sedaka's Back is number 1. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1975.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.